When you turn into Hope Village at the edge of the resort town White Sulphur Springs, crews from the nonprofit Mennonite Disaster Service can be seen installing decks on the back of a series of brand new row homes. A few doors down, young women in bonnets are painting their interiors. The homes are being built to house victims of June's flooding. This one is close to being ready for occupancy. So far, only three homes have been completed, including one now owned by Deborah Nicely.
So is this the master bedroom?
Yeah, this is the master bedroom.
If you followed the floods at all, you might recognize Nicely's name. Her husband, daughter, and grandson all died when their home washed away in the flood.
Well, good morning. 44 of West Virginia's 55 counties under a state of emergency. The Howard Creek here appears to be rising again.
5 months after that CBS report, Nicely and I are sitting at her new kitchen table. A boxer puppy wriggles for attention at our feet. Nicely says she adopted him because he looks remarkably like the dog her family owned before the floodwaters devastated her home. We talk about how she's doing now, especially around the holidays.
My husband loved Christmas. I mean, our house used to be decorated so bad that the electric company would send us a Christmas card. But so that's going to be hard, but there'll be new traditions now, not like the old ones.
She stares at a wood-painted sign propped against the wall that says the Nicelys. The sign was the only thing she was able to recover from the house that she shared with her husband for 35 years. Nicely says she's not going to decorate her new home for the holidays. No point when it's just her and the dog. She'll go to her son's for Christmas this year.
It's too soon.
Most of the time, Nicely says, she's just working to find a new normal.
I deal with it in my own way. I joke about it a lot. Some people take it right, some people don't.
Humor. It takes them outside of their own turmoil.
That's Harriet Wharf, a therapist in Lewisburg with Seneca Mental Health. She says the holidays can be particularly tough for people dealing with the aftermath of a natural disaster. Humor, she says, is a great coping mechanism.
But this, their first holiday, maybe still living with family members and not in their own home, there's a lot of difficult things that people cope with.
Wharf says she's been seeing a lot of clients since West Virginia's floods. Most are struggling with anxiety that is particularly triggered by bad weather. But not everyone's experience with recovery is the same.
My name is Michelle Gay.
Gay is Nicely's new next-door neighbor. A single mom, she and her two children, ages 12 and 10, were in Florida on vacation during June's flooding. She says she and her children haven't experienced the same trauma that many of her neighbors have because they didn't watch the waters rise. They just saw the aftermath. They still experience loss, though. 20 years of accumulated belongings.
I lost all of our Christmas ornaments and all their decorations that they've made over the years and their baby's first Christmas ornaments that I had made when they were born. You know, things like that. But it's just stuff and we're all here and that's what matters. So that's what we're focused on right now.
She said the floods were a roundabout blessing. Her prior home was more than 100 years old and needed a few repairs. Now she's able to start over.
We get a brand new home, which we never thought would ever happen in a million years. So that's, you know, that was one of the pulls to come here.
For her, the holidays aren't that different. They usually celebrate with family away from White Sulphur Springs, but
we're a little more appreciative this year than we probably were last year, honestly, because everything was kind of taken for granted until it's taken away.
Across the state, hundreds are still living with family in campers or temporary housing, a far cry from last year's holidays. Recovery is a slow process. But Wharf, the therapist, says one thing that is incredibly important in rebuilding lives is something that many West Virginians already have, each other. Leaning on neighbors, Wharf says, can go a long way on the path toward healing. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Kara Lofton.
Appalachia Health News is a project of West Virginia Public Broadcasting with support from the Benedum Foundation.